It was a night of action-packed action as WWE Raw emanated from the O2 Arena in London, England. Triple threat matches stacked the card. Everybody trying to qualify for the Money in the Bank, and we'll cover it all tonight.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
You could say it was the Kevin Owens show tonight.
Yes, brother.
And tonight it's, well, it's the Raw After Buzz After Show.
Like ish.
Yeah. It's my first night back in a couple of weeks, and they hand me the reins. They actually let me steer this vehicle that you're going to be, well, riding with us in tonight. That might not have been the best idea, but it was still a very interesting idea. And I guarantee it's going to be a fun one. My co-pilot this evening is America's sweetheart, Evan Mack.
What's going on, man? It's kind of like they gave you the Roman Reigns, so to speak. It's like the Odd Couple. It's like a kind of ghetto version of Lethal Weapon right now. Ish, right?
Yeah, well, kinda? They call me the hobo, so... A ghetto, I guess it could be. I suppose. I guess I'm the one that's off the rails. Yeah, I'm the Riggs.
Yeah.
I guess that fits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need a mullet, though. I need a real fine mullet. I got to get this thing trimmed shape. Well, welcome to Monday Night Raw. And happy to have you with us tonight. Please, if you're in chat, have fun. At our expense.
Seriously.
If that is your intention. Tonight, the show opener, pretty interesting. We're at press event for NBC.
Yeah.
And we see Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, kind of hacking it up, enjoying each other's company. And in walks Nia Jax. Very interesting situation unfolds in front of us. Nia has a championship challenge at Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. She gets to pick her own opponent, which is really unusual, and even more unusual, she's going to pick Ronda Rousey.
So it's interesting. I wanted to get your take on that. Do you think it's too soon? Do you care? She's box office. They're pushing this forward fast, but do you think it's too soon?
I don't know who it's too soon for. It might be too soon for Nia Jax.
Right.
Because Nia Jax, I feel that she's just gotten the championship. She's just getting comfortable with the championship. She could have a nice long reign as Raw Women's Champion, but she decides to pick perhaps the most storied opponent currently on the Raw Women's roster in Ronda Rousey. I don't know if that's a good idea on her part to pick somebody like Ronda Rousey, who is dangerous. I mean, just as dangerous as an opponent could get.
How do you think it's going to look? You know, because you know Ronda's not faced one-on-one yet. I know she's been training. I know she's been, like doing her thing and getting her ducks in a row. How do you think this could look when this match happens at a huge stage of Money in the Bank?
I've seen Nia Jax face Asuka quite a few times.
Me too.
And I can say that almost always... Asuka got the better of Nia Jax, I'd say 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And that being said, the styles of Asuka and Ronda Rousey are somewhat similar, and I think Nia Jax might be underestimating just how maybe inexperienced Ronda Rousey is.
Yeah.
She is inexperienced, but she's dangerous.
Absolutely, and we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but is this the moment already for Ronda? Is this already the moment for her to take the title, or do you see it not ending clean? What do you? What's your early prediction? It's coming up sooner than we think.
It's like you said. It's pretty early, and I don't want to predict anything. But I hope Ronda does not take it. I think it would actually be better for her to lose this time out and take it as a learning experience. Right. This would be her first title match, her second match in WWE. And for her to win it, then it would not help her. But to lose, and to lose in a way that allows her to learn and evolve and grow, would be best for her in the long run. In the short term, if she wins, that looks good for her. In the long term, if she loses, she's able to grow.
Wow. Now, MG Geek said it would be a cash-in, which is interesting. You know what I mean? Like, that's interesting.
Yeah, I
mean, as far as, like, win, lose, or draw, like, it might get cashed in on that same night.
There's the possibility exists. That's all we can really say. Is it is money in the bank. Anything can happen.
That's true.
So you never truly know what the possibilities are until you're staring them down.
I agree.
So tonight, starting off in the ring, we got Roman Reigns walks out. He feels that he got robbed by Jinder Mahal. And Jinder Mahal should come out and face him like a man. Yeah, that's one man's opinion. Kurt Angle comes out and says that no, Jinder will not be coming out, and that Roman has been held back by the company,
right?
And admits that freely, admits that.
But
it's just not gonna happen
like
for
him. You've exhausted a little bit of your opportunities.
Yeah.
We go now. You're gonna see the hard road. You've lost a couple matches. Couldn't beat Brock. Like, no.
What John Cena was doing trying to face The Undertaker, it feels like Roman Reigns is doing right now, trying to get himself into the Money in the Bank picture, into the title picture.
So are you saying that you're comparing Jinder to Undertaker right now?
I would closer compare Roman Reigns to John Cena. That is a shorter walk than Jinder Mahal to The Undertaker.
That is a long walk, brother.
That's time will tell. But I wouldn't so closely associate them. But Roman Reigns kind of takes a step back. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, that's fine. Right. I understand. I've kind of cashed in my chips right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go kick Jinder Mahal's ass. I'll be right back.
Why not?
And he does.
Seen him in there. He was getting treatment. Jinder Mahal looked a little roughed up a little bit.
A little bit. They're trading back there.
What do you think? Okay. I don't even know what to say. Direction of Roman Reigns. They're trying a lot, man. They're throwing up everything. Hail Marys, man. Half court shots. They're doing a whole lot of things to get this brother over brother.
I don't know if that is what's happening.
Talk to me.
Because they're putting him in positions where he looks weak and desperate, and he's acting out like a child would. He doesn't get his way. Mm-hmm. He goes and sells it backstage. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not acting like a man. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's respectable. I don't think you can expect the audience to really connect with a guy who acts this way. Mm. You know, he's acting like a kid. He's just acting, going off half cocked.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what they're trying to do. What do you think? Where do you think they're going, Roman? What's your first?
I don't know where they're going. There's been some energy in the rumor mill. Let's say,
talk to me.
And some things have been discussed supposedly for the near future. I don't know if it's true. It just does seem a little bit interesting that Roman Reigns is just consistently getting more and more desperate.
Yeah.
More than that, I really can't say. But Roman Reigns is not looking his best. He's not looking in control. He's not looking strong. He's looking weak and small.
Interesting.
Especially when it comes to Jinder Mahal.
Mm.
He doesn't have to fight Jinder Mahal backstage. He can just kind of take a step back and take it like a man and go, I'll see you in the ring. Instead, he's just busting him out backstage.
I like crybaby Roman. I like little petty, pouty Roman. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty much how I would describe him. Petty, pouty Roman. Yeah, I like that. Back to the in-ring action.
Yes.
We've got Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens.
He's putting together some matches, brother.
Yeah. This
Mr. Rollins.
The Intercontinental title is known as the title of the workhorse, so to speak.
Yeah, when I was growing up, that's still my favorite title of all time. It's just the era that I grew up in, and You know, just right around that age where, you know, it's Mr. Perfect and Bret Hart's and, you know, and Ultimate Warrior. All that whole, that was just, I just loved the belt, man. Shawn Michaels came through and it was just, so it's good to see that they're putting on good matches with the IC title now. I don't know, just has to do with his thing.
How do you feel about Owens and Rollins tonight? How do you feel that went?
It's pretty good-ish. I'm just like, damn, because Seth just don't lose at all now, does he? Now he's like on a,
I don't know. I looking at the way things worked out tonight, he barely got that victory. Mm. He caught Owens just at a moment of weakness.
A nice little moment for a little curb stomp action.
Yeah,
it was, and he beat him clean. I do like what he's putting on. The match he put on with Miz at Backlash was the match of the night. They almost shouldn't even have started with that damn match because it was just.
Well,
it was kind of like because they didn't follow it up with that kind of like energy. It was kind of like towards the end, but I'm like because they're just putting on good. He's winning a good match. I don't even know what to say.
Well, he's a heck of a wrestler.
He really is.
I would say that Owens is as well. Owens never one to take the long road. He's always somebody who's come more comfortable taking a shortcut or a cheap shot than anything else. That's pretty much how this match started.
Yeah.
Just Owens trying to get control early, and it worked out for the most part. I would say that Owens was in control of this match at least 70-80% of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. He was the aggressor. That's what I like about Owens. He's usually the aggressor, and even against a wrestler like Rollins, like his caliber, you know, Owens is. Man, it's one of those things. He's in an interesting spot too, though. You know, the Sami Zayn thing. You kind of lose in the shuffle how great a wrestler he is and how great he can work. So he's kind of getting lost in the shuffle with the storyline they're building. But he's still, you can see puts a hard hat on, tie the bootstraps up. He can still go with anybody.
Yeah.
So I just like to see Owens doing his thing. That's pretty much my takeaway from that.
And Rollins is a speed wrestler, and I'd say Owens is more of a power wrestler. But you forget that he is able to work in speed into his repertoire. Right. All of a sudden, he's starting to outmaneuver Rollins occasionally.
Big boy can move, man.
He really can.
Big boy can really move.
He's deceptively quick for being the size and shape that he is. You wouldn't expect what he's capable of doing, and
not.
It works in his favor.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. No, it was a heck of a match to start the night with.
Michael Blake said Roman wants to turn heel if it's only against Daniel Bryan. What do you think about that?
Against Daniel Bryan?
That's what he's saying. He's
I don't know where the money is in that, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I'd say Bryan's a hell of an opponent for anybody, but I'd say the money is with Miz and Bryan, not Roman and Bryan. They're on different shows altogether.
Oh, sidebar, I want to get your thoughts on this. I seen Roman was like some kind of interview, and he was said, "Are you gonna watch CM Punk's UFC match?" He said, "If it lasts longer than 30 seconds." What do you think about that?
That's honest.
What do you think about that?
I think all of us will be watching it, whether or not it's 30 seconds.
Yeah,
or
people
longer.
Can pretend like they're not gonna watch, but I'm gonna be doing it.
Oh no, everybody's gonna watch.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I think maybe it was better for CM Punk to lose the first time out because now the expectations aren't as high.
Is it
now if he just kind of lasts, we'll be satisfied.
Is it selfish of me to want him to get like killed so he can come back to WWE? Like I literally want him to get like annihilated. I don't want him to die, but I want him like to lose miserably, hang his head in shame, have like nowhere else to go.
I don't think that's ever gonna happen. I don't think and shame is an emotion that he is capable of feeling. I don't think he gets that.
I just want that music to hit like at the Rumble or something, man, and just.
Well, he is. He's doing a meet and greet at All In, so he's not far outside the realm of professional wrestling. It's where he started. It's where the majority of his popularity lies, even today. So
he knows that too. He's a shrewd dude. He's a shrewd operator. He knows that's his.
Yeah.
And he's still I'll put it like this. Would you say he's already a Hall of Famer right now?
Yeah, I mean if whether or not he actually gets into the Hall of Fame,
your personal opinion.
He's worthy of being in the Hall of Fame, but he's burnt a lot of bridges. If he's able to repair them, he actually will get in the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
But you never say never, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Next, we've got another look at the NBC press event with Kathy Kelly doing the interviews of Ronda Rousey. Kathy Kelly, personal friend of the show.
How about you, girl?
Glad to see her on Raw. I think she looks really good on television.
She
glad
does.
To see her doing all the social media, but she looks good on TV.
Yeah.
Looked real good. And again, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte and Nia, and that's sort of expanding a little bit more The question that Ronda posed was, aren't there others who are more deserving than I am of this opportunity?
I think it's smart for her to say that, whether it's storyline or not storyline, whatever you guys want to say, it's just smart because there are people that, there's probably grumblings in the back. They're human, man. A lot of these women, they work hard to get where they're at. I just think it's good to get on the front foot of that and just say that. Put that out there so she feel like, even if she's not like, I'm humble, listen, I don't even deserve this opportunity. I appreciate it, but isn't there another woman that deserves it? That gives people that moment like, oh, okay, cool. Whether that was her choice to say that.
Right. No, and it always helps to make yourself look a little smaller than you are.
Yeah, why not?
But if it wasn't Ronda, who would you want to see face Nia Jax?
See, that's the question. Like, I it caught me off guard. Popped up on my phone. I think Bliss, she's had enough opportunities. I got nothing, brother. Like as far as like, I'm out by box office, man. Like, and what's believable for Nia for someone to face when you hear Ronda Rousey? Like, okay, that might be a challenge for her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like they did. I think they do a good enough job to show like they actually make it a match with her and Bliss because it's a mismatch.
Right.
So they do a good job of having like, you know, Alexa doing what she can do to like break her down, but she needs somebody a little bit more on her stature. You know, why not? I'm all for it. You know, listen, WWE's about box office, man. They're trying to sell tickets.
They are.
And I know it ruffles people's feathers, but just like what Paul Heyman was saying, like, can you move the needle? You know what I mean?
Heyman has always been about that needle.
Yeah, and that's what I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm just saying, like, I know what he's saying. That's going to sell.
Yeah.
You're going to watch. You're not going to tune out. You're not going to go get your popcorn. You're not going to go get a beer in the stands. You're going to sit your ass down, and you're going to watch that match.
Yeah.
You know you are. I know I am.
Sure. No, absolutely.
Because you want to see either she's going to fail or succeed. You want to see.
Absolutely. You want to see her sink or swim.
Yeah.
It's kind of all on the line for Ronda Rousey at this point. Personally, I think I'd like to see Mickie James.
Oh, man, Diamond Banks just said Mickie James. That's crazy. I forgot about my girl.
I don't feel she ever really got her her good run, and I think against Nia Jax, her level of experience against Nia Jax would work really well.
Yeah,
because Nia Jax, she's got experience, but Mickie James is the she's just
that's perfect.
Got all of it. She got all the experience.
My bad, I forgot about you. Bosa said the same thing. Yeah. Like Mickie James, that's who she probably should face at Money in the Bank.
Well, I guess we'll see how it works out if things work out.
You're
with
right,
Ronda.
Man. Mickie's never really gotten that. You know what I mean? That just that moment, that match, that real damn.
Yeah. It is what it is.
OMG Geeks at Ember Moon.
Maybe.
I know she's in the Money in the Bank match.
They're on good terms now, Ember. Mm-hmm. So we'd kind of have to ruffle feathers, or the crowd would have to pick a favorite. And if it's going to be picking between Nia Jax and Ember Moon, the crowd is going to go for Ember Moon.
Without question.
Yeah. And then Nia Jax will kind of have to sit back and just beat the hell out of Ember.
Yeah.
I don't know if we want that yet. We're still trying to build up Ember Moon.
Like I said, plus she's in the Money in the Bank match. You know, that could be their plan. She could be winning that match. So, baby steps.
Next, we've got the Taraj, as I call them, the Miz Taraj, without the Miz,
the
Taraj. Now they are newly christening themselves the B Team, not the A Team. That's trademark.
That's clever.
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't do
they
that.
Are the B Team, yeah. The best team, despite never winning a single match. If they rechristen themselves, they have never been defeated. That is not an argument that you can argue with. They are truly undefeated as the B Team.
You can't argue with that at all.
And Kurt Angle just kind of shakes his head and says, "All right, guys, you'll get it if you want it. It's yours."
The B Team.
God bless them.
When they're in that WWE purgatory, I like to talk about that. they're in that area. You know, you're halfway between heaven and hell.
They're good hands.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
can always turn out a good match, pretty much with anybody they're in the ring with. And they've never won a match, which is hard to believe. But at the same time, you can kind of go, "Oh yeah, okay."
Because you know they can wrestle at the end of the day. They're cashing checks just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like they're not there for their health.
No. It's about the dollars and cents at the end of the day. They're getting theirs. So we'll see how things work out for the B Team tonight. But we've got our first Money in the Bank qualifier. We got No Way Jose against Baron Corbin against Bobby Roode.
What's your thoughts about No Way Jose? What do you think?
I liked him in NXT. Yeah. He's a deceptively large guy for somebody who's really, you know, shucking and jiving, for lack of a better term, out there. He's got size. You see him in there with Baron Corbin. He's at least the same weight as Baron
Corbin.
Which
is crazy.
Corbin's got a couple of inches on him, but No Way Jose's, he's built to
whole
go.
Lot of man.
Yeah, no, and I think the fact that he actually wants to have a good time out there doesn't take away at all from the fact that he's able to go out there and kick ass when he needs to.
Do you feel this is different from any other, like, you know, ethnic person coming out, like, you know what I mean, like gyrating and with you? Because, you know, this happens. This pops up every now and again.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say it feels a little different because he has some size to him. He has he's not as polished as he, but he's getting right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm glad he got the call up when he did. Like I said, let's put it like this. Give me, like, ultimate goal you see for him. What could you see him doing as far as, like, just throwing it out there?
I can see him holding the tag team titles, intercontinental title, okay, something like that.
Yeah.
A nice mid title. You'd really have to build him in order to make him, you know, the top title contender.
Yeah.
Something would have to happen. Okay. And you would really have to see another gear from him. But we did see a little bit of that tonight.
And that's what I liked, that he was in a triple threat with, you know, especially a veteran wrestler like Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
You know, and Baron Corbin's doing his thing, whether people like him or not, you know what I mean?
You're not supposed to like Baron Corbin. That's doesn't want you to like him.
Correct.
In fact, he doesn't like you. I've had the opportunity to interview the guy, and he genuinely just doesn't like anybody.
Inside information right there. So he's doing his job.
Absolutely.
That's pretty awesome.
That's just him.
Wow.
Don't like him. He enjoys that. He doesn't like you.
Him. So, like, you know, it was a good match. You know, I'm a fan of triple threat matches, you know, if they're done properly. You know, Bobby Roode getting the win. Did you think that was a foregone conclusion? Did that surprise you at all?
No, honestly, I could have seen Baron Corbin. Right. I could have seen No Way Jose actually getting a little bit of a wind under him, something to send him up into the heights a little bit better. But I think it was sort of a foregone conclusion. Somebody was going to have to wait on the outside of the ring tonight, and it was No Way Jose, almost from the absolute get-go. Baron Corbin throwing him into the stairs, and then we see, but just after that, No Way Jose comes out and just knocks the heck out of Baron Corbin. You see that other gear?
Yeah, and I said I'm a fan of him. I just I don't want him to get wasted. I don't want him getting that, you know, WWE purgatory. I want to see him do some, like Michael Blake said, Adam Rose ripoff. He's kind of like, and it's interesting.
I wouldn't say that. But
I wouldn't either. Yeah,
it's just.
I can see what he's saying though.
They're a little close.
Yeah.
In time.
Yeah.
If a little bit more time had passed, people would forget about Adam Rose a little bit more,
right,
and then No Way Jose wouldn't have this to deal with.
Yeah, but that's Adam Rose has, like, other stuff going on too. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a couple other things he didn't have go those ducks in a row. So it's like, they are different in that regard as well.
Right, exactly. But I think this was a great match. I think Baron Corbin really looked like he was the controlling factor in this match.
He does good work, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when people get out of the way of hating on him for a little bit and just watch him, he does okay.
No, he does really well.
Yeah.
You can associate him a little bit with The Undertaker. The Undertaker has actually helped him find his way in WWE. Being another big guy and similar in styles.
Yeah, and he moves well, man.
Yeah.
Baron moves well, man. A devastating finishing move, too, which I think always helps somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a pretty cool finishing move in the
days. I felt he may have had this match a couple of times.
Right.
Not even with his finisher, but with that choke slam backbreaker
with
the deep six. He really makes himself look good.
Like,
and everything he hits, it looks nasty.
Yeah, it's devastating. Yeah, I'm like, gosh, you gotta just take a step back real quick. Just stop booing him for a second. This dude, this is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
He does all right.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, but Bobby Roode gets the win tonight. Yep. Hits the glorious DDT of No Way Jose.
It was glory.
It looked good.
It's clean.
You can hit that on a big guy like No Way Jose. I think you've got a really good finisher.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was not bad. Backstage, Kevin Owens wants a rematch, and he's not afraid to call Stephanie McMahon in order to get that rematch.
That's what he's gonna call. I'm calling Stephanie. I'll be right back.
That does not befriend you to your boss.
Absolutely not. You know,
no.
Kurt Angle didn't like that at all. Rubbed him the wrong way. He got it, though.
He did get it in the end. But I would say that he's making an enemy out of Kurt Angle.
Yes.
And that is not an enemy that you want.
Yes.
Like, right in your own backyard.
Absolutely not.
No. Not exactly a smart move. Next, we've got Breezango versus the newly christened B Team. And
I got a couple, like Breezango, they just can never, ever, ever win.
But to their credit, they beat Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt before Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt won the championship.
And that stunned me. I'm just like, because they do good work, and I hate that they get buried. And they've carved out a nice niche for themselves. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Like you know wrestling. You know wrestling very well. You know how things go. Like when you're trying to get over, or you're trying to, you just want to do something. Like, let me get a spot on a show on TV. Let me just do something. If I'm not able to get a match, let me do something. I'll do the Fashion Files. I'll do anything. You know what I mean? So let me do something.
There in professional wrestling, there is more downtime than uptime.
There you go.
And I'd say that they really hit, struck gold when they started doing Fashion Files. And I think no one can say that it wasn't something that people wanted to see.
Right.
When they started doing Fashion Files. But I because they are so popular, because they have Fashion Files, I would say they don't need consecutive wins. They don't need a win streak. They don't necessarily need to hold championships because of their popularity through Fashion Files, and their popularity will not wane if they lose some, win some. It doesn't change the fact they are consistently entertaining.
I agree.
And they can deliver in the ring.
So, their job is when they get that match to protect the wrestler, protect themselves, put on a good match.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, and they go back to the Fashion Files, and they're still, I can't argue with that at all.
And they looked good tonight.
Yes, they did.
They functioned very well as a tag team. But they could not get the win.
No.
And as a result,
here we go.
The B Team picks up their first win.
1-0.
And as confident as they were backstage, they were stunned in the ring.
Believe it. We won!
We did it!
Yes, they did.
They did it!
Tony!
Yeah! And the world is shocked and elated. So happy for these two.
It's been
a long road.
It makes them look good, too. It makes Miz look good. Mr. Raj, like my, see, this is why I'm the A-lister, and this is what I can provide.
Right. They've been sitting under that learning tree, they'd get some knowledge. Something. Did you learn anything?
You got to learn something.
Well, they learned just enough to get a victory tonight with a tag team maneuver that we haven't seen before.
Sidebar, I think Marine 6 is coming out with Becky Lynch and The Miz.
Is it?
Yes.
Cool. Neat. If these guys go on to win the Raw Tag Team Championships, I think everybody will be really happy.
I was like, damn, there's been four more best. I didn't know that. I didn't know we were on Marine 6.
They're turning out a lot of them. Somebody's watching them.
Becky Lynch cashing that check, too.
Good for her.
Seriously. Yeah. Last kicker.
Why not? She's believable. As a badass, I'd peg her. Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with her.
She could definitely deliver if she needed to. Yeah. Next, we got Sasha Banks, Natalya, and Ember Moon versus the Riott Squad. Mm-hmm. Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan.
You like Ruby Riott?
I do. Yeah, I've known her since she was before WWE and all that, and I think she always performed really consistently, and since coming to the WWE, she's not lost a step at all.
She's been improving every time she gets an opportunity.
Absolutely, and I think as the figurehead of the Riott Squad, it's actually probably the best position for her to be in, and for Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan to be in, that they can actually learn from somebody who has so much experience in the wrestling business.
Absolutely.
And knows sort of the ins and outs and how to work everything very well. And this is their opportunity to learn, and this is her opportunity, Ruby Riott's opportunity, to look like she's in control, and she does. The majority of the time, she's pulling the strings, and you get that feeling when you watch the Riott Squad.
I agree.
She's in control.
Absolutely. Do you see them pulling the trigger on her sooner or later, as far as singles by herself, or do you see them keep her there for a while?
It depends on how Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan do, because you can't have Ruby Riott just split and leave them to just kind of flounder.
Kind of like the Bray Wyatt kind of.
Yeah, they've got to be able to go out on their own and really do something in order to for everybody to kind of go their separate ways.
Yeah.
So it's on Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan more than it is on Ruby Riott.
I did have them losing the night, though. I didn't think they would pull that off. Yeah, as far as...
I don't know. I saw them winning only because they are a consistent team.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
This was like a makeshift, you know what I mean?
Right.
Haphazardly thrown together.
Absolutely.
By the powers that be, brother.
Three singles wrestlers cannot cleanly beat a tag team of three.
Yeah.
They know how to work. They know how each other function. Mm-hmm. So in that way, they're really unbeatable.
I agree.
And tonight, that's exactly how it worked.
Think about that, it's true.
Yeah, Ember Moon ended... She wanted to dive on people. She got distracted, so it ended up being Liv Morgan and Natalya in the ring.
Natalya, man, she's something special, though, man.
Yeah.
I love watching that girl wrestle, man.
She's another one who you could potentially say she should wrestle Nia Jax.
Without question.
Because of the experience level.
Yeah, and I know it's one of those things where she's getting to that area where she doesn't need wins or losses. You know what I mean? Like, you can see her in the future. You know, she'll probably be like a performance trainer and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, she's always going to be in that family where she's helping the young ladies come in.
Yeah.
I see that. I get it. But, like, just give me, like, another baby run. Just give me, like, a little baby run for Natalya one more time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for.
Got maybe the most experience out of everybody.
No question.
Because she's been doing it the longest. And she actually picks up the win tonight with the sharpshooter on Liv Morgan.
Diamond Banks said, still no Sasha Banks heel turn. Shaking my head.
What do you think? If you wanted that it won't happen, if you're going to cheer somebody for turning heel, what sense is that?
You hear that, Diamond Banks? Do you hear that?
I ask you, sir. Just doesn't make any sense. And backstage, we got Ziggler and McIntyre on the phone talking about their opponents this evening.
McIntyre's looking big, bro.
He is big.
He's in crackers, man.
He's deceptively large.
What the hell is wrong with this man?
No, a few times that I've actually had a chance to work with him a little bit.
It's a whole lot of man.
That's just unfair. What am I supposed to do?
It's a genetic lottery right there.
Yeah.
Right, man.
I lost in that department. I did not win.
Listen, man, I've been skin and bones my whole life. Don't let the height fool you, man. I've been a stick since birth. I came out the womb like 3 pounds, 2 ounces, man. That dude's big. That's a whole lot of man.
He's a big cat. Next, we got Revival against Bray and Matt in the ring.
I like the team. I like what they're doing.
Revival is hands down probably the best tacticians in tag team wrestling in the WWE.
Love them.
No question about that. But you cannot possibly work tactically against opponents who do not operate on a wrestling level. They always play the mind game. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can predict where they're going to go next. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they consistently undermine their teams.
And it's before we get on that, what do you think about where this is going? Like, as far as the tag team title run, Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt, what do you see happening with them?
I really have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. They picked up another win tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like to defer and ask people with a better wrestling knowledge than me. What do you think? What the hell's going on?
I don't know. There may be a larger scheme in play. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I can't tell.
Do you like this tag team?
Sure.
Yeah,
I think it gives Bray Wyatt relevance that he kind of lost.
Right.
Doing the same thing over and over again. Now he gets to... People liked him before, and now he gets to be liked.
Yeah, he's with a veteran. He's with one of the he's one of the best, man. I love Matt Hardy. He really is. He's something special.
And he looks at wrestling a different way.
Yeah, he does.
And they picked up a win over the Revival tonight with the Kiss of Deletion.
I just seen it.
Double Sister Abigail.
That thing is kind of. I kind of.
It's a yeah.
It's a little spicy. I like it.
That's a rough landing.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to get hit with that move.
No, me either.
No, sir.
Next up, we got a triple threat: Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Bayley. Now, this almost functioned like a handicap match because of the association between Alexa Bliss and Mickie James.
Mm-hmm.
But even at the point where they were in most control over Bayley, mm-hmm. they had Bayley down. Mm-hmm. They couldn't help but work against each other.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, this is for qualifying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you, we all know it's like the Royal Rumble effect. You know, we can work together for a little bit, but at the end of the day, somebody gonna get that 1-2-3 count. It's not gonna be you.
It is every man, woman for themselves.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And I was did you really have Alexa winning that? Did you ever win that?
No, I don't know. I just was kind of enjoying the ride.
Yeah, and that's how you know it's a pretty good match when the ladies are they're working really well together, and I really thought Bayley was going to come out on top for some reason. I thought it was going to be the moment where Alexa, you know, threw a little hissy fit and maybe found her way to get in the match some maybe the last entry maybe, but they're still
But Bayley finally got in control over Mickey, over Alexa. Mickey and Bayley are fighting on the outside. She finally gets in control, trying to get Alexa, uncorks that right hand, and she uses that every now and again. You don't see it too often, but man, she'll land that so soundly.
She has it in her arsenal.
DDT, that was it. Bayley, 1-2-3. Yeah. Alexa with the win going on to Money in the Bank.
And I love Money in the Bank because I really don't know who they're giving that thing to. Really, I got nothing, brother.
I don't. Yeah, who knows? I got nothing. Who knows? It's gonna be fun though. It's one thing we can count on. Backstage, we got Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal again. Jinder heading to the ring. He's hurting, but he's embattled. But he's still got the will, the spirit.
Don't you count out the modern day Maharaja.
And Roman Reigns just T-boning him through the wall like a semi on a pinto.
Roman Reigns,
through a wall. Gnarly. Boy, it sucks to be Jinder Mahal today.
It does, man. Jinder's up and he's down and he's up and he's down and he's really down.
It's drama. All this drama.
Roman Reigns, man. Pissed off Roman Reigns, brother. You do not want the big dog to get off the leash, brother.
He's acting up.
What you gonna do?
What are you doing? He's gonna get suspended again. He's acting like this. You gotta get suspended.
Are you a Roman Reigns guy? Do you like Roman?
I think he's a good wrestler.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not against him. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, people tend to, you know, I think get a little overboard with old Roman, you know what I mean?
They get a little wound up.
You know how we get when he gets pushed a little bit too harder than we feel. He should get like his...
Well, this is not a push. Yeah. He's not getting pushed anywhere. He had to beat up a guy backstage. This is not a win.
Yeah, so you guys are just booing just to boo now because he is definitely...
No, this is not a victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen next week with Roman Reigns acting like
the way he is. Michael Blake feels it's going to be Big Cass or Big E. I think Money in the Bank was. I think. Mike, is that what you're saying, Mike? Yeah. Michael Blake saying that.
We'll have to see about that. I don't know.
I'm freaking out when I seen that.
Well, they made Money in the Bank a spectacle that everybody has to watch, similar to the Royal Rumble. Right. Everybody has to watch Money in the Bank.
Without question.
Yeah. And that's good. That's good. That's a good thing for them. They have to have people tuning in. Next up, we got Balor and Strowman versus Ziggler and McIntyre. This is a pretty good matchup. People wanted to see this. You could feel the arena was really looking forward to this.
Braun's over, man.
Good
Lord, he's over, man. And Finn's been over since birth.
Well, pretty much.
He came out the womb like over.
Well, he got over just after he left Los Angeles. That's just about what he got over. Strowman is so consistently unusual. Everything that he does is such a surprise. It's such a shock you have to enjoy.
And it's true. You come from being in the Adam Rose entourage to this moment here.
Everybody got
to
start somewhere.
And this is what I love about. That's what I love about WWE. That's what I love about wrestling in general. Like everyone has to start somewhere. And I'm telling you, that's a far cry from what's going on right now. And I just love the part you see when he body slammed Finn, and he was like, you're okay, get over it, like,
get up, you're fine. And Finn's like, I didn't want that. Let me be clear. Don't do that again.
Seriously, it was effective.
It was effective. I mean, pretty much everything that they did was effective. And McIntyre and Ziggler, using kind of the mind games to their advantage, they ended up really working on Finn Balor.
Yeah.
By the end of the match, you could see his right pectoral just...
Oh, he's red, man.
A different shade. Deep bruising.
Come on. And I'm just glad to see McIntyre's healthy, man. That's all I really...
Yeah.
That's what I like to see, man. You know, Ziggy's always going to work. You know, he's the workhorse.
Right.
And it's the win surprised me, though.
Yeah, no, but I think it's necessary.
Yeah,
I think it's necessary to make them look cohesive.
Why do you feel that's like elaborate as far as?
Well, you've just brought in Ziggler and McIntyre. You have to make them look like a unit, like a team. Mm-hmm. They're the new Shawn Michaels and Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Except, you know, McIntyre's faster. Not as big, but quick, devastating, very strong.
That's a hell of a comparison.
So you need to have them look cohesive.
Right.
And even over somebody like... It doesn't hurt Braun Strowman. Doesn't hurt Finn Balor. They're gonna be fine tomorrow.
Yep.
And it was a battle. You could really, I think it made Finn Balor look stronger, having to go toe to toe with those two guys, being as devastating as they are.
Yeah.
And I think that really made him look very strong. And Strowman, of course, always fun, always unpredictable.
So when do you think the moment for the title matches, tag title matches?
I don't know about tag title.
What do you see?
I'd say it's more likely that either Ziggler or McIntyre picks up a single,
mm-hmm.
and they stay a unit with a single title.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's, I think, probably more their speed.
That's pretty cool.
So that's kind of where I would see that going. But in the course of the action this evening, Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre knock over the trophy.
Savage.
It breaks into like 1,000 pieces.
Absolutely.
They never build these things to last. Where are they buying these from? They just really should get their money back.
Just throwing away money. They're going to be selling like those pieces on WWE Shop, though, for like the commemorative item.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that fool to
buy
that's
one. That's a good idea.
I'm going to find, like, I'm going to buy, like, the corner piece. That's that's how they get me, man.
That was a cool trophy, too.
It really
now
was.
Now it's in 1,000,000 pieces. Well, what are you going to do? Don't bring it out. Just leave it. Leave it backstage.
Why are you bringing it out?
Why is it here?
You're asking for trouble.
Just a fool's errand. The main event for this evening. We have got Elias. And interrupting Elias. Elias doesn't get any words out for the song that he had planned this evening.
Oh, he's pissed. He was pissed.
Kevin Owens comes to the ring. He actually got his way. Stephanie McMahon. Put in the word for him. Got in Kurt Angle's ear.
you put him in that match. You put him in the match, darn it. I'm picking your brain a lot because I know you know your stuff.
That's fine.
What do you I like to learn a little bit every now and again. What do you think about Elias? Were you at with Elias as far as anything?
Elias has come really far
from its inception to like where he's at right now.
He's come really, really far. He wasn't what he was in NXT.
At all.
What he was in NXT was sort of a shadow of what he has evolved into. And I think he is exactly what he needs to be. The character is what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a wrestler, he's really progressed. I think he's grown quite a lot. I've seen him just really grow as a performer.
Mid-card, or do you see him getting going even more? Or?
Oh, he could pretty much do anything.
That's
the way
great.
He's working right now, he could pretty much do anything.
That's great.
I don't see a problem. And you see him constantly getting better. And that's all you really want to see from somebody in his position, as new as he is. You just want to see them improve.
That's it.
And he's doing it. He's doing it right now. He did it tonight.
He
looked very strong tonight.
I agree with you. I was curious.
Yeah, and Kevin Owens pulling double duty this evening.
And Jay Wilson still wishing Elias would just drift every now and again.
Sure.
Chat room on fire.
But he leaned into that. That's his finisher. That's drift away.
It's nice.
I don't know whose idea that was. I doubt it was his. That's too good an idea.
It's way too good.
No offense to Elias.
Yeah, there's no offense to anybody. When idea's like amazing, usually come on now.
Yeah, it's too good. I don't know who gave it to you, but you're not smart enough to figure that out.
No.
Bobby Lashley, the third man in this bout.
Still looking good, man.
Yeah, are you happy he's back?
If they do something with him, though, Hobo.
Yeah.
If they do something with him, I just don't like when they bring back Mickey. I wanted to just give me something. Give me like a little baby run. Give me like a little mini run. I think they have big plans. They did a little piece on Bobby Lashley. Did a little sit down with him. They did a little movie montage.
Yeah.
Letting Martin Scorsese quality. He was all chopped up. It had dramatic music. It was epic.
Yeah.
So let's just hope that, you know, we got like 6 black people in WWE, man.
Yep.
About
that.
That's an accurate number.
Yeah.
Six
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want them to do something with him, though.
Yeah, I'd say he's pretty bland, unfortunately.
He is, though.
I think they were pushing for Apollo Crews, and they went, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, because Apollo, he's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to be able to talk on the mic, man. I'm not a WWE wrestler, but I've been watching since birth. I know what it is. Your favorite wrestlers before they got in the ring, if they cut a promo.
Yeah.
That you didn't give a damn what they did in the ring. Then we're like, oh, wait a minute, they can wrestle too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, now we good. So, like, but it's one of those things where when you were growing up and you were watching the promos, it was all about those promos.
Yeah,
and absolutely. And Apollo, he just can't cut one.
No, but he's getting more comfortable.
And I hope so, yeah.
But that's why guys like Elias and Owens, they're getting the opportunities because they can do it all. They can wrestle, they can talk on the microphone, they can do it all. And as a result, they get opportunities like this, and Kevin Owens can grasp an opportunity.
Yes, he can.
And he won tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Qualified for Money in the Bank this evening.
And that's the thing, though, guys. It's not about, like, because Apollo can work. You see this dude, man.
Sure.
Like, we're talking about in the history of wrestling. There's not going to be too many people come around like that guy's athleticism, yeah, though. Standing back flips. Like, that stuff is just pure athleticism. But, man, you get on that mic, man, you petrify and you start seeing ghosts, man. It's just WWE's like, okay, we gotta
it's tough.
And because I love me Apollo Crews, man. But you think with Bobby Lashley, he is, man. He is like lima beans, though, isn't he? Though?
Yeah.
He's like asparagus, man. Yeah. He's good for you.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily
want it.
Somebody slams a cheeseburger on that table.
That's,
and I'm like, listen, you had the one choice, eat is asparagus. I ain't talking no vegetarians out there, by the way.
Well, right, right.
And that burger down there, you're just like, man, Lashley, man, he's just too asparagus. Yeah. And he's a powerhouse. He can suplex me for like a day and a half. Sure. You put that mic on him, it's like, because like black man's kryptonite.
Yeah. It's just comfort, man. But Owens couldn't do it alone tonight. He had Sami Zayn by his side. That's how he was able to get the win this evening.
That's why you need friends.
Right. You need friends. That's all that really matters. Owens wraps up the show, and it's the Kevin Owens show evening. It's looking good. So that was Raw tonight. How do you feel about it?
I'm cool. What we were talking about off air, it was long, and it was long.
Yeah.
It felt long. I liked the match. There was some good wrestling, though. And I'm always excited to see good wrestling. You know, the women are doing, you know, they're doing their thing. I just like that there's been a couple good matches. Seth Rollins is holding it down, man. And it just, I'm that guy when it gets close to pay-per-views that I really love. I just want everybody to go in there healthy. That's all I care about. All right, y'all, just stop doing high risk. Do me like, do medium risk.
Right.
Do low risk.
Yeah.
Darn it. I want everybody to be healthy for my Money in the Bank pay-per-view in Chi-Town. That's all I ask for.
All right. Well, that's will do it for us this evening.
Oh,
put yourself
already?
Over. Yeah, we're done.
Oh,
that hour flew by.
That was it, man. Listen, it wasn't as hard as I thought, man. I was in it with a veteran. I'll let your boy, man, at Evie T. Mac on Instagram and on Twitter. Yo, Bosa, what's going on? Yo, Jalapeno, what's going on? Dan, what's going on? Jay Will, what's going on? Thank you for the chat, y'all.
Awesome.
Oh, JMC, love you.
Yeah. You can follow me on the Twitter and the Instagram at Baines Destroy, because that's what I do. Championship Wrestling from Arizona can be seen on Fight TV internationally, so feel free to check that out. That's a whole lot of fun. And for everybody at AfterBuzz TV, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. The Raw After Show, tune in tonight and every other Monday night for the After Show and our thoughts and opinions. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
See, because...
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.